Christina Underwood describes herself as a lifelong Tallahassee resident. She says whether it's a state prison or a county jail, she's against any attempts to have nothing but video visitation as a means to visit with families and friends behind bars.
Now, I understand that it does help to give the inmates more opportunity for face-to-face visit by video visitation. I do have a problem with the fact that I believe, as many others do, that eventually that video visitation is going to take place of the contact visits. I see it currently happening at Leon County Jail.
Underwood's fiance is serving time at Bay County Correctional, a state-run facility, but she says before that he was in the Leon County Jail.
I have friends who are there. My fiance was there before he went to Bay. And now I have friends who work there as well. And they have confirmed to me that since the implementation of video visitation, Leon County Jail has now decided to get rid of face-to-face in-person visits.
Currently, the only people allowed to do face-to-face in-person contact visits are doctors and attorneys. But face-to-face visits through a glass window and a phone, which are free, are still allowed. Visitation hours at Leon County Jail are every day from 9 in the morning until 7 at night, with an hour and a half break in between to account for the shift change and inmate count. And each inmate is allowed 5 30-minute visits that can't exceed 2.5 hours total per week. In addition to visits through the glass window, Leon County Jail offers two other types, remote and regular video visitation. Since April 2017, video visitation is allowed in pods N, O, P, and Medical, with visitors talking to inmates while in the jail's lobby. And on a trial basis, Leon County Sheriff's Office spokesman Shonda Knight says a vendor named HomeWave has been offering inmates in Pod L and their loved ones the option of remote video visitation through cell phones. Either way, you must be registered on HomeWave.com's website, that's HomeWave without the E on the end, and money must already be in the account. According to that website, the cost at most facilities is 50 cents per minute for video visitation and $1 for video messages, with an added convenience fee of $1 for each session. Knight says eventually the long-term goal for sheriff's officials is to have video visitation throughout the whole of the jail, not just in select pods. But in-person visits through a glass window would still be in place. And as for Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil, he says one of the main benefits of the video service is security.
Well, obviously security issues and other issues in terms of family members in and out, and the opportunity we had just recently here in Leon County where a person was doing a visitation and said he got kind of lost and that sort of thing. So the vulnerabilities, the liabilities associated with it, particularly when you bring children into the institutions.
And McNeil says due to the, quote, sheer numbers of inmates, officers, and visitors, it makes sense to limit the amount of movement in and out of the facility.
If you think about it, on a regular basis, every day, if you've got 1,000 persons in your institution, in our case, the facility, our detention facility, if everybody showed up, it would be a really difficult time getting all those persons in and out of the institutions. So the digital process is both advantageous to visitors and advantageous to staff and to the persons who are incarcerated.
Meanwhile, new video visitation contracts are in the works for the Leon County Detention Facility. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.